Okay, I'm now sitting at St. Jerome with Henley. We've done our personality test. It was fucking great. Mine was terrific. They told me, you know, I got very similar results this time I did it last time. You know, really all over the place. They basically told me that I was manic depressive, that I was way up and down. And this was because I didn't count it. At some point in my past, the guy I spoke to, they, you know, basically we did the test, sat down at a table, filled them in. Then, you know, while they tabulated them, they sat us down and made us, you know, invited us to watch a video about Dianetics on a great big screen. So we sat and watched that, and then they came and separately, you know, sort of told us about the results of our test. Yeah, they told me I was way up and down. You know, I have a, you know, I get really manic and huge bursts of energy, and then I get all depressed and unmotivated. Which was interesting, and that this is because at some point in my past or in my present, I've encountered some kind of antisocial person. You know, there's a very small percentage of the population is antisocial people who fuck other people up, and that this is what has caused this strange phenomenon. So I need to do a course costing a very reasonable fee of about $80. Oh yeah, and you've got to buy some materials as well that'll cost about $40. But you know, you can do it at your own pace. Come in anytime, and I'll be able to identify and locate the, you know, the evil people who fucked me up in this manner. Antisocial people, man. They'll fuck you up. Anyways, Henley, would you like to say a few words?
Oh. Yeah, I found it absolutely intriguing. And I came across as a CEO for a company called the Nortonier. So that was my initial standpoint, and which I don't think that the person I spoke to saw right through. My personality test brought up some mixed results. I was apparently a very unhappy person with a severe dislike of other people, which I constantly was trying to hide. As it turned out, I was extremely unhappy with the goals of my company, the Nortonier, and especially my relationship with my employees. So I was offered some audit counselling in order to set things straight. All in all, it was a completely bizarre experience. Actually, the most bizarre thing about it was that I told the woman I was speaking to up on the whole concept of spirits being thrown into volcanoes, and she completely denied it. She said that that was just a fabrication by the media. Yeah, exactly. But now, he tells me that that's a conspiracy, that's high-level stuff, so some of the lower-down automatons aren't going to be privileged to that information. But I thought that was absolutely fascinating. She said that, well, you know, L. Ron Hubbard was a science fiction writer. He wrote some crazy shit. The media got hold of it, put it out there in the public domain, and tried to hang Scientology on it, which is apparently not the case. So I'm a total convert. I love it. I'm going back for my audit session, which is going to help me in business. It's going to help me relate to my employees and get everything back on track, become a happier person. It's all good.
Okay. Well, that's the thing, like, it is high-level stuff, but by the time they get to the point where they're going to talk, where they actually know this stuff, they can do plausible deniability like that, like Kate Soprano on Denton. Did you ever see her? Well, you know, some people say that Scientology believe all this wacky stuff about, you know, alien overlords. She's like, no, that's nonsense. Well, absolute crap, and she's totally believable, although she believes this stuff, but she knows that it's... There's no way you can talk to the normal people about this because it would destroy them if they knew. You know, you mustn't ever, ever discuss it. Who knows? It's beautiful. It's beautiful. That is all. Thank you.